Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as the weather adventure continues.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. I mean, it's just up and down. Mm-hmm. And I think of Bob because he gives us bad times when we bring up the old Farmer's Almanac.
Right.
But looking, and again, I've said this several times now, the modern-day forecast coming either from NOAA or others, mm-hmm. They said the accuracy is about 90% 3 days out.
Oh, okay.
Beyond that, it continues to adjust.
Right.
But anyway, it's ever-changing.
But the old Farmer's Almanac has been what percentage, and it's for the year?
It's like about 83%,
yeah.
And they put it out like 14 months before.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
So it's pretty crazy. And, you know, they've missed and they've admitted, you know, when in a particular year they have not done well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the whole point is that we're supposed to be warming up, and we are on the top side.
Mm-hmm.
Warm side, we're still cooling down, and that's going to have an impact on coastal fishing, which is our topic of the day.
Okay.
All right. Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director Robin Rikers will be joining us. And obviously, one of the questions we want to know mm-hmm. is, come mid-August, when the regulation expires on the limited catch on speckled trout, is that going to be grandfathered? Is it going to be sunset? Oh, okay. Is it going away? What mm-hmm. you know, what the status is? Plus, we'll talk a little red snapper and other species and challenges facing our coastal fisheries department. Plus, we've got news. We've got the outdoor report. Are we going to do On or Off the Road this week?
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are. Okay. So a return of On or Off Road.
Right.
So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And I tell you what, part of those plans has got to be an opportunity to go fish somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's getting better. The winds have laid somewhat. It's gotten warmer. And one of the neat things that's going on, so much attention is brought to the rainbow trout stocking that's done in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it gets warmer, of course, rainbow trout can't tolerate the heat. So Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, their neighborhood fishing lakes across the state program, they changed to releasing catfish.
Oh.
Okay. And beginning this weekend and continuing on, the 18 neighborhood fishing lakes around the major metropolitan areas, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Amarillo, College Station, San Angelo, Waco, and Wichita Falls, they're going to be stocking catfish.
Okay.
So, and it is simply a put and take. Now, it's not to say that those catfish that don't get caught, you know, won't end up growing and getting bigger, but, you know, that's what's coming up. You got some national news for us today?
Well, a little national, local, whatever we got time for. Got a thing from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They have a new rangeland analysis platform, better known as RAP, RAP. It's a data set, online mapping tools that allow users to access more than three decades of vegetation and production trends across the U.S. Landowners can and resource managers, conservationists, scientists are using this data to inform land management planning decisions, making and evaluating these conservation outcomes to improve rangeland for wildlife.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's the website?
Working Lands for Wildlife is the name of the thing. Give me a chance to find it here. U.S. Department of Agriculture is where I got it. Working Lands for Wildlife is what it's called.
Huh, okay. Yeah. So you can rap about ag.
There you go. You know, but it gives you a chance. Yeah, wildlife conservation through sustainable ranching.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Our friends of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, ever watchful for us, and the March 2023 National Instant Criminal Background Check System has released their numbers. A decrease of 6.8% compared to March of 2022. The March 2022 numbers came in at 1,669 compared to 1,556 for March of 2023. However, Harold,
yes,
March 2023 marks the 44th consecutive month of exceeding 1 million. You know, background
wow.
checks per month.
That's a bunch. That's a bunch.
And there are those that want to take away our rights
mm-hmm.
when there's that kind of constituency.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
If they just all vote.
Correctly.
Yes, correctly. Well, yeah, you bet.
If they would vote for their rights.
That's
you know?
It. Vote to keep your rights.
Yes.
Okay, from our friends of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, we've got to be more careful out there. They've listed the bracted twist flower, a rare annual wildflower native to the southeastern edge of the Edwards Plateau in central Texas, as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Additionally, the service is announcing a special rule that tailors protections for the plant in the critical habitat and designates 1,596 acres in four Texas counties. You can't touch the bracted twist flower.
No excuse for you ever being late on a story again. You've got way too much time on your hands.
We got time for anything else?
Oh, yeah. What you got?
Guns.
Huh?
Guns. You know, people used to say, Harold, what do you invest in? I said, guns and ammo. I mean, that's, you know, you need to do that. But very interesting changes in gun prices, okay? In 1967, a Browning High Power was $104. In 2022, it was $1,325.
Ooh.
Okay. Browning over and under Diana grade in 64 was $760. In 22, it was
$7,650.
Mm. We got a favorite down here? Colt single action. New. In 1902. Bob was around then, $13.20. recently, a early model clean went for $20,000.
That's when you got into cowboy shooting, right?
Boy. You know, still a good value, though. The Ruger 10/22, the most popular 22 rifle on the planet, in 67, right. It was $54.50, and now it's $325. But looking at inflation, that's still a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There may be hope yet for some on the other side of the aisle.
Oh?
Yes.
Are they seeing the light?
Well, let me tell you this story and we'll see, okay?
All right.
U.S. Representative Marty Pertola, Democrat from Alaska,
okay,
which is kind of unique,
right?
Okay,
right. Yeah, it is.
Offered praiseworthy comments at a recent House of Representatives Natural Resource Committee hearing. I just appreciate the opportunity to put a plug in for many, many, many Americans who are responsible gun owners.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Congresswoman Peltola said, you look at some of the tragedies that are occurring, and those aren't hunters. Those aren't kids that have grown up with hunting and the good values that I think hunting and hunting families provide.
Good.
Okay.
Right.
Representative Peltola highlighted how properly supervised youth involvement in hunting traditions and recreational shooting activities that teach safe and responsible firearm handling is still bipartisan and critical for future generations. Good for them.
Oh, she just made that statement to the press or something, or was she
this was at comments at a recent House of Representatives Natural Resource Committee hearing.
Okay.
Okay, so it is of record.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Pretty neat stiff. Now, and you know, we look around the states, the 50 states.
Uh-huh.
It needs to stay at 50 states.
Yes.
To see what's going on, and thinking back to the war between the states,
mm-hmm.
states' rights.
Right.
For the South was a big issue.
Right.
Okay. Today you're seeing Oregon, Washington, California, mm-hmm. even North Carolina doing some stuff. But Florida Governor DeSantis signed a permitless concealed carry into law. Florida became the 26th state to allow permitless concealed carry after Governor Ron DeSantis signed House Bill 543, the constitutional carry bill, into law. The law will allow any law-abiding Floridian over 21 who would qualify for a concealed carry permit to carry without obtaining one first, and takes effect July 1. This bill is a big step, and a big step to help the average law-abiding citizen to keep them from having to go through the hoops of getting a permit from the government to carry the weapon, said Representative Chuck Brannon, the bill's sponsor. People that are prohibited now are still going to be prohibited. Governor DeSantis
yes.
said the law is the most significant expansion of Second Amendment rights for Floridians in nearly four decades.
Uh-huh.
And as conservative as Florida has been,
right.
you know, that's quite a statement.
Indeed.
Yeah, so. And we have more that we will say for another time.
Yes, we will. I notice you haven't said President DeSantis yet.
No.
Boy, this one, I'm already tired of it, the race, but this one's going to be, boy, it's going to be wild.
Yeah. And quite honestly, it's going to be interesting to see what the Democrats do.
Right.
Because there's some people that are stepping up. Not that they're that there would be my choice, you
right.
know, but there's people that's going to really stir that pot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, enough with politics.
Enough of that, though.
Yes, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got
Best Bets.
Outdoor Report.
You got it.
On or off-road, right
you
after this.
You got that, too. America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investments made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Brands like Fotis Defense, Envision, Pixels on Target, Zeiss, Veldata, Core Survival, iRay USA, InfraRay, Pulsar, to name just a few. And Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all over the United States and will ship to your location for free. Visit their website at thirdcoastthermal.com, then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking. The Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This Saturday is the first of two best days of the week. This Sunday and Monday are rated as good. Tuesday slips to fair. Wednesday and Thursday are two more good days. Friday is another best day. Next Saturday and Sunday, two more good ones. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to feed from either side of the noon hour and continue feeding until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. On Thursday, April 20, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this Saturday and each day through Friday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Next Saturday has a single high tide as the only tide of the day. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Also, April 21, 22, I don't remember the name of it. It's not Perseid, but there's a big meteor shower. It's supposed to be just absolutely fabulous.
What time?
At night. I mean, you're not going to see him unless it's at night. In the east.
Such detailed information from Harold.
East. That's right.
Turn the light out. No, turn the other light out.
Yeah, right.
All right, on the coast, we mentioned the weather, and really coastal fishing is so dependent upon what's going on with the weather. This time of year, let's just set some parameters and divide this up into southwest Louisiana and the upper Texas coast, where you've got bait, shrimp in particular, that are migrating back into the bays. And on light wind days, you got birds working over the bait being pushed to the surface. use live bait under a popping cork, Harold?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, something like a DOA shrimp that has fooled many, many a fish. Work structure on really light wind days around the jetties, the Cameron jetties, Sabine, Galveston, on down to Freeport are all good options for you. From Matagorda Bay and, say, Port O'Connor on southward, look for the back lakes and shorelines. Flooding tides coming in, and that's going to provide you some opportunities. Again, take into account water temperature.
Uh-huh.
If it chills down, might want it to give it a little bit for temperatures to warm up. Of course, it's not going to be as cool on the coast at night as it is inland, but there's some good fishing setting up either side of the mouths of the back lake areas. Then you've got the Lower Laguna Madre, where our warmest water exists, from the JFK Causeway on down to, say, Port Isabel. Phenomenal fishing for a variety of fish. I tell you, the most fun is to go catch some speckled trout.
Yep.
You've got your trout rod.
Mm-hmm.
Then go over to the South Padre jetties and catch those 3 to 4 foot juvenile tarpon on trout tickle. Lots of fun. And we're going to get more information on coastal fishing with Robin Rikers in a bit. But right now,
yes,
inland lakes.
Let's do that. Let's go to East Texas. Caddo. Largemouth bass bite is on as the females have pulled up. Throw flukes, cinco's, topwater baits around the trees. Deeper trees should become targets this month and next month. Throw watermelon colors in clear water and darker colors in muddy water. Conroe bass are good using lures with vibration and flash. This is swim baits and spinner baits with Colorado blades in chartreuse and white around grass beds, docks, and brush piles in 3 to 6 feet. Also fish structure in 12 to 18 feet in the mouths of creeks and coves. Fork. Lots of bass piling up on the beds on main lake pockets. Flip Texas rigs with Strike King, Rage Craws, and Green Pumpkin, Gold, Purple Flake, or Watermelon Candy in 2 to 4 feet of water. Fish Carolina rigged lizards in Green Pumpkin or June Bug along the edge of grass in 3 to 7 feet, as well as points and secondary points. Livingston, white bass are good on the humps and points on the mid to south end of the lake, trolling with 3/4 ounce slabs and jigging off the bottom near the island. Big Sam Rayburn bass are finding cover in the buckbrush to make beds and on grass lines and drains, fishing with soft plastic trick worms and cinco's, and on points using Carolina rigs and crankbaits is the ticket. Crappie are good shallow and on the brush piles on jigs and minnows. Fish are all in the stages of the spawn. Catfish are spawning on the shallow flats. Toledo Bend, the bass spawn is in full swing. Fish jigging pigs in 1/2 ounce, 3/4 ounce, in blue-black for darker-colored water in Carolina rigs with plastic lizards. In watermelon red and plum apple, Zoom speed craws have also been producing in shallow water, fishing a Texas rig, casting to the edge of the grass and the buckbrush. Fayette, bass are excellent on shallow points and along dam rocks in 10 to 14 feet of water with various shad color crankbaits, rattle traps, crawfish plastics. Topwater bite is good early in the morning in shallow water with frog poppers. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good out to 3 feet with bass on the beds. Sight fishing is in play, working swim jigs, Texas rigs, spinnerbaits, and chatterbaits. Crappie are good out to 7 feet on minnows. Tawakoni, hybrid stripers and white bass, that bite is good with many fish spawned out, but some with eggs. Seeing lots of fish in open water and numbers on humps and points, slabs and swim baits continue to work the best. Whitney, stripers are good to excellent on live bait and umbrella rigs with sassy shad tails. Lots of good largemouth bass are being caught in the river from Lakeside North.
You okay?
No, I'm choking up.
Oh, well, you kind of had that tongue trip syndrome, and yes. I know how catching that can be.
Yes, I did. I know.
So I have to... All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir bass are good in 5 to 15 feet of water with Texas rig worms, lizards, and brush hogs. Topwater action and swim baits will also catch you some fish with the bite improving there. Choke Canyon down at Three Rivers, Bass are good in 2 to 8 feet of water on soft plastics and green pumpkin and watermelon colors. Crappie, which a lot of people overlook, Choke Canyon is a really good crappie lake, are good on the shallows on minnows, being caught on small black and chartreuse grubs. Falcon, bass are excellent in 5 to 15 feet of water on flats near deep water. Bigger bass are being caught on football jigs and crankbaits. Allen Henry, bass are good on Carolina rigs, crankbaits, and live bait. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 12 to 8 feet of water. And then Meredith, which just gives us an opportunity to catch some fish that we normally don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbow trout are good on minnows, power baits, worms, small spinners, and flies. Walleye are good on minnows and grubs.
Okay, well, let's head to the Hill Country. Brady, largemouth are all stage, in all of these stages of the spawn. Good bass are being caught shallow on crankbaits using cinkos or worms. Buckhannon, striper and hybrid fishing has been excellent. Trolling and jigging, crappie are good in 4 to 8 feet of water with chartreuse jigs. Canyon, bass continue to be in all stages of the spawn there, can be caught shallow or deep. Target shallow bass with a white spinner bait and white chatterbait for deeper bass. Slow roll a swim bait or drag a Texas rigged worm. Travis, bass are in all stages of the spawn there, in shallow water, in the backs of cuts, with shallow crankbaits, swim baits, chatterbaits, soft plastic worms. To target bigger bass, fish deep ledges in 25 to 30 feet with a shaky head.
All right, on the hunting scene, regulated hunting season's underway for spring turkey in the South Zone through April 30th. You've got your one turkey bag limit, the 10 counties, through April 30th. And, of course, the North Zone spring turkey season through May 14th. And then you've got your year-round season in the South Zone for javelina and other open counties for Harold's favorite, Mr. Bushytail,
yes,
through August 31.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On, off, what have we been
both,
doing?
Both, both, and in style. I've every year I become even a bigger fan of Hyundai and their sister company,
Fuel
Kia.
Or electric?
Gas.
Okay.
Gasoline.
Gasoline.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Regular.
Okay.
Anyway, this is the 2023 Hyundai.
Affordable.
Thank you. 2023 Hyundai Palisade XRT all-wheel drive. This is their nice three-row upscale SUV. And they've just done a wonderful, wonderful job on this. Again, what got people looking at Hyundais and Kias some years ago is their warranty, which is the best in the business, and it's 10-year, 100,000-mile. But this thing is just neat. Front and second row side curtain airbags for safety, forward collision avoidance assist, blind spot collision warning, rear cross traffic, lane following assist, driver attention warning. I mean, the screen will come up and say, you know, take a rest, pull over, get some coffee. A lot of safety there. Nice LED headlights that really scream out there at night. Very good. Convenient stuff. Proximity key, so it knows you're coming. Push button start. Makes that kind of nice. Hands-free smart lift gate. Smart cruise control. A lot of things smart. What I like about this is a three-row, but it's got the second-row captain's chairs. One, they're comfortable, too. It makes it easier to get into the third row. Wireless phone charger. Most of them are coming with those now. You just set your phone on it, and there it goes. And this one, one thing that caught my eye, it comes with a full tank of gas, and that's right here on the paperwork.
Really?
Full tank of gas, yes.
Okay.
But peppy, you know, it's got really nice 3.8-liter V6, putting out 291 horsepower, 5,000 towing capacity on it, 19 miles per gallon in the city, 25 on the highway. Base is 42. This one nicely tricked out with the additional carpeted floor mats, 43,000. It's a great vehicle. The 2023 Hyundai Palisade XRT all-wheel drive.
You mentioned keys. Does it start with a key or a key fob?
Fob. Push button, yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot coming.
Yeah.
Plus, we're going to take a break, and there's going to be a lot more of us coming right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Want to emphasize what I just said, and that is the advantage of limited intake, which means you're going to have a cost savings of about better than 2 to 1 over a normal protein regimen. And the animals with that vitamin pack are going to be getting what Mother Nature may not naturally give. The other thing is, based on reports from all the ranchers that are using Fortified Cottonseed that have gone all in, they're going to eat about a pound per animal per day, much less. And, you know, when you've got the green up in the spring and then the fall forbs, they're going to switch. But just have it available year-round. The benefits are phenomenal. And with babies going to be on the ground here in the next few weeks, you need to take care of Mama Deer to make sure she's producing the milk so that those youngsters can get their legs underneath them to run away from predators. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed, go to FortifiedCottonseed.com. If you're looking for a bulk delivery, give them a call at 806-839-2122. If you need to just pick up a few bags or a whole bunch of bags,
where?
Go to your tractor supply.
Okay.
All right, from hunting to coastal fisheries, and our friend and the man that oversees all, Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director. Robin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Bill and Harold. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. The pressing question that we all have, and I even went to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website because I couldn't remember. I'm at that age, you know, Robin, so don't say anything. We knew that after Winter Storm Uri that occurred February 2021, going into effect March 16th, 2022, there was a reduction in the bag limit and an adjustment of size, and that ran to sometime in August of 2023 on Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, tpwd.texas.gov. It says August 31. Is that a correct date that we're looking at?
Yep, that is correct. You know, the winter storm Uri hit, and we did that emergency rule, and then we followed up with a more permanent rule that basically got us two spawning seasons where we basically kept a lot more fish in the water because we changed that bag limit and the size limit, and basically went from five fish to three fish, and went from a 15 to 25 inch slot to a 17 to 23. And the whole purpose of that was to really put more spawners in the water, keep them in the water, so that we'd get a good recruitment year. And then we sunset that, or the commission sunset that, on August 31st of 2023. And so that sunset is supposed to come off, and so we'll go back to five fish, 15 to 25 inches. But, of course, we're still looking at our sampling data, as we will continue to do. If we see the need to do something different, we would take a different action there. But
yeah, that, I mean, and that's just part of the science, isn't
sure.
it? I mean, it's monitoring and dealing with whatever has been dealt, right?
What a concept. Trust the science.
Right. Well, you're right, and we certainly, you know, kind of shared at that moment in time, and certainly there's discussions about the quality of the fishery, and it'll take longer to recover to the quality that we were at, and we recognize that, but the real goal was to get those fish, give those fish a chance to stay in the water and see our bag seines, basically our young of the year fish, start to be in there at higher levels, and we've seen that. And in addition to that, I might add, our enhancement team did a wonderful job over the course of the last year, and we stocked over real close to 10 million spotted sea trout in our bay. So we really responded to that freeze, trying to basically help Mother Nature a little bit out with our enhancement program.
I was going to ask you about that, because it really has been a team effort of the coastal anglers, you know, putting back and, you know, becoming more entrenched with catch and release. But then your fisheries that were ramped up to do more. Let's talk about the fisheries just a little bit before we go to the mid-show break. You've got spotted sea trout, but you've got redfish, which is kind of where it started, and you're dealing with flounder. What, real quick, what's the update on those fisheries in production?
Well, of course, red drum are still at pretty high levels, but I will say we certainly are documenting that shift. As spotted sea trout were out there less, people were shifting over to red drum, and we've been able to document that shift over the last couple years, where we basically probably over the last 3 years seen more fish caught for red drum than we've ever seen, highest on records there over a three-year period. Southern flounders, you know, we continue to look at and really monitor closely. We did have really some of our regulations kick in this last fall, so we hope to see the results of that full closure that we did during that six-week period in the fall run. And then additionally, as you mentioned, we also are really trying to ramp up our enhancement program. And while it's still not the numbers of spotted sea trout and red drum, we have doubled our production in the last year. We think we're really nearing a point in time where we're understanding how to raise those fish better, and hopefully we'll be able to ramp that up too.
That's great news. All right, we need to take a break. Robin, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we've got more good news coming from coastal fisheries.
Yay!
Right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'd like to ask, it goes back to the other thing. Robin, you back with us?
Yes, sir.
I'm back. I was talking to Bill, because I wanted to ask a question, because I'm not up on fish as much as you two guys are. But talking about the restocking and this program to bring back the sea trout, but at what age do they get to keep their size? You know, how old do they have to be? So we've got years to deal with these things.
Well, they're typically somewhere just between a 1 and a 2 year old when they get to that normal 15-inch size. And so by going to the 17-inch for just a bit, we kept them in the water a little bit longer, making sure that absolutely 100% get to maturity and have an opportunity to spawn. But really, it's close to 100% even at that 15-inch size class minimum.
Yep. All right, while we're talking about speckled trout, what about, you know, most everybody knows about the spawn in the spring. You know, late April, May, into maybe June. But then, you know, I've heard for years from captains and others, and even seen fish that we've cleaned that have eggs later in the summer. Is there a multiple spawn to speckled trout?
Yeah, speckled trout do have that multiple spawning capability, and you, as you indicated, probably peak spawns there in April, March, April, May. Then they'll not have as much through the summer, but then there'll be a fall kind of spawning opportunity as well, and some will spawn throughout the summer, just depending on temperature and salinities and so forth. But yeah, that, the whole advantage there of what we did with that emergency rule and then this rule is we got really that protection from March through the fall for 2 years in a row.
Okay, all right. Let's move from speckled trout to something else that's been monitored for a few years, and we've got the benefit of Texas state waters out to 9 nautical miles. Red Snapper, you're still on the Gulf Council, right?
Sure am. Still with the Gulf Council, still over there, hopefully continuing to push for Texas to get more fish.
Very good. I haven't heard a release yet from the feds. Have you heard anything yet? Are we going with June 1?
We haven't announced that yet, but yes, we are absolutely going with June 1 again, where we have our federal waters open. Of course, our state waters are open right now. And, you know, last year we had the most days we've ever had since we've been having, since we've been managing that season. We were up to 94 days last year. So we would hope to have another good season this year. And, of course, there's a lot of fish out there, as you well know.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing that surprised me, I think it was last season, is the feds came out because of the reporting from Texas Parks and Wildlife. They actually completely shut the season down, including our state waters, late in the year because we had exceeded, I think, or maybe we were catching up from a prior year on our allowable catch. Didn't that happen?
That was 2 years ago. Yes, we did that in concert because we had a, and it was really a difference of accounting that occurred between the way we were accounting for those fish and they were accounting for those fish. We, of course, unfortunately had to go to litigation, but we ended up creating a settlement that basically allowed us to catch up, and now we're now doing that both the same way, and so we don't expect to have that problem. And like I said, we were very fortunate then last year that we had the longest season we've had in quite some time.
Did they learn a lesson to rely on the numbers from Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, we hope so. We're out of the spotlight right now. There's more of a controversy in Alabama and Mississippi about that, but I'm hoping that we continue to get to manage, you know, each state managing its fishery, because it's really been a better system. And if we can keep that, you know, Texans and the people over in the Western Gulf where there's more fish in Louisiana and Texas will benefit in the long run.
Outstanding. All right. We've talked about two fish species that we've had to monitor and we've had issues to deal with and are dealing with it in a really positive way. You mentioned the pressure that we put on red drum, and how about like black drum or mangrove snapper or other species that maybe were targeted, particularly on the lower coast, because of the reduction of speckled trout? Those are just wanting something to fry up. Are you seeing any impact there?
Seeing less impact on those species. Of course, mangrove snapper was probably impacted by the freeze as well, more so than some other species. Black drum seems to be holding up pretty well. Of course, the heart of that fishery is in that upper Laguna Madre, and it seems to be holding up well, even though there probably is more catch going on right now with that shifting. But, you know, the other part is we've in the past tried to really do some outreach to anglers about those other great species that we have to catch and you know, the good table fare they make as well. So hopefully some folks are shifting over to those and really enjoying those.
All right, this is a marketing question. We've seen freshwater anglers and black bass really wholeheartedly embrace the catch and release. Now with us having experienced a different slot limit, a different bag limit, even though it's going to go back, I've got to believe that the department, or I'm hoping that the department, is encouraging catch and release, only take what you need, that type of a mentality for coastal anglers. Can you give us any insight there?
Yeah, we certainly are, and certainly, as you know, the angling population really has kind of taken the lead themselves on that, and certainly when the freeze hit, we had guides and recreational anglers who were saying, we're not going to keep any spotted sea trout. We're going to leave them in the water.
Right.
And so not only did they react to that emergency situation, but I think that's just an ethic, as you said, that's really growing in that saltwater community, much like it grew in the freshwater community, and we see more and more of it at the boat ramps each day.
Anything offshore before we run out of time? We just got a couple of minutes here. As far as species, whether it's cobia, kingfish, that has an impact coming from the feds that the state's going to have to follow.
Yeah, the biggest two are August 31st. We'll kick in a cobia bag limit change from two fish to one fish. And the other thing on the red snapper front or reef fish front, we are going to be requiring descender devices going in either, you know, basically that air bladder device to help release fish so that they survive. And it's really just a rigged and ready and use of that if you have a fish that's exhibiting barotrauma there. But those are really the two coming up. They'll both take effect August 31st.
All right, you talk about the descending device. We've used the, lack of a better term, but the ice pick, you know, to vent, the venting
yep.
tool. Is the descender device now going to be required, or the venting tool still going to be an option?
The venting tool is still an option, and it's just required to be on the boat. And again, if you do see a fish with that, or you catch a fish with that barotrauma that's evident, we you know it's going to be required to try to use it as well, either the venting tool or the barotrauma device. Yep.
Robin, your plate is so big and so full, we
right.
barely scratched the surface, but we're out of time. We need to have you back more frequently. We do appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Well, thank you, Bill and Harold. Appreciate being here with you.
Thank you, Robin.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, what's going on?
Yes, indeedy. Okay. April the 18th, Corpus Christi chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Sportsman's Night Out fundraiser in Corpus. Info on that is at ducks.org. April 20th, Georgetown chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet, obviously in Georgetown. Again, ducks.org on that one. Remember that, because it's coming up again. Bel Air Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet. Bel Air, you know the site by now. April 21st, Tri-County Longbeards Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Temple. For that information, nwtf.org. And then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Yes, sir. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They have kits that include, like, all of those things. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping, discount code TEXAS20 at hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director. You heard it here that they're still monitoring the speckled trout, but no indication that there's a need to extend the regulation that will expire on August 31st.
Right. Things are looking good.
And the other thing, love it when a Texas guy goes, well, the feds really haven't, but here's what's going on, you know?
Yeah, right. But diplomatically. Right. Diplomatically.
June 1st, we'll be going after red snapper out in federal waters. Mm-hmm. And anglers, coastal anglers, really proud of you.
Yeah.
Proud of the job that's done to the workers at the fishery centers, mm-hmm. you know, ramping up. Research is done to do a better job of taking care of fish,
right.
Put more back in the water, and continue to practice catch and release.
Well, as it should be, like I say, you know.
Only take what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, you know, they don't last forever in that freezer. So.
And they get freezer burnt and waste at the freezer the same as at the boat. You know?
You got it. You got it. Anyway, friends, do remember, by the way, that Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, we archive the shows there. So just up at the top, click on Listen to the Show and find a date and a guest you like and listen to it over and over again, all right? Do remember, whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.